Today's daf is Menachas daf Pei Gimel, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Pei Beis Amud Beis. So the topic of the last two dafin has been a halacha that permeates kachim, and that is kol davar shebechayva einoy ba elemen achulu. The application to our sugya was, we're learning parakat toida. If somebody says hare olai toida, the carbon toida now becomes a davar shebechayva, because this person has an obligation to bring a carbon toida, and if he's mafresh a carbon toida, an oinus happens, something happens to that animal, he's chayv achrayis. He would have an obligation to replace that animal. The point is, he now has an obligation on the davar shebechayva level to bring a carbon toida. As a result, einoy ba elemenachu. So if he has ma'is ma'iser sheni, and he wants to use that money to purchase the animal or to purchase the lachmei toida, the halacha is it would not be okay. The Mishnah on daf pei beis amud aleph discussed the makar. The Mishnah said it's learned out from a pasuk in Devarim Perek Tezayin that discusses the carbon pesach. So the ikur parshin, the Torah that discusses the carbon pesach, is of course parshas bai. But there are other psukim in the Torah tucked away that discuss the carbon pesach. One of them is Devarim Tez Zayin Beis, where the pasuk says, "V'zavachto Pesach laHashem Elokecha, tzoyin ubakar b'mokem asher yivcha Hashem l'shaken shemoy sham." So thou shalt shecht the carbon pesach, Hashem Elokecha, tzoyin ubakar. And the Mishnah asks the obvious question: the carbon pesach was brought tzoyin ubakar. It's very clear in Parashas Bai that the carbon pesach had to be tzoyin. Every child in yeshiva knows that. So how could the pasuk say "V'zavachto Pesach laHashem Elokecha, tzoyin ubakar"? Says the Mishnah, it must be that when the pasuk says bakar, it's not referring back to the carbon pesach, but rather it's referring to other karbonis that are ba bakar. The pasuk's discussing the carbon pesach. Clearly, what the Torah wants to do is equate, be makish, the carbon pesach, to karbonis that are ba tzoyinu bakar. What's the heck? It's just like the carbon pesach was the davar shebechayva, v'enei ba elemen achula, and af kol davar shebechayva, v'enei ba elemen achula. And the Gemara elaborated. The Gemara says, how do you know the carbon pesach is only ba min achula? Meaning, we're making two premises regarding the carbon pesach. One, it's a davar shebechayva. Two, it's einei ba elemen achula. The fact that a carbon pesach is a davar shebechayva, that we know. Every yid had an obligation to bring the carbon pesach erev pesach. Yudal nisan, eat the basar of the carbon pesach on Pesach, Belel Tesvot. But the fact that it's Einei Ba Elemen Achulin, there's no pasuk in the Torah that says that. So the Gemara said, it Shitas Rabbi Eliezer in a rather long Braisa, where Rabbi Eliezer says that although it's true, there's no Makar, that Pesach Doiros had a din, that it had to be brought Menachulam, but Pesach Mitzrayim, the very first carbon Pesach that the Yidden brought when they were in Mitzrayim, and the second carbon Pesach that the Yidden brought, the Pesach Midbar, they were but only menachulin. And the reason is because there was nothing other than chulin to bring. You're going to fulfill your chiv to bring the carbon pesach with meiser sheni, for example. There was no meiser sheni in Mitzrayim. There was no meiser sheni when the Yidden were in the Midbar. And although ordinarily the halach is ain done in efsher mishii efsher, depending on how you learn the Gemara on the bottom of Pei Beis Amud Aleph, either Rabbi Eliezer argues with that, or for some reason there's an exception to the rule here. But the bottom line is that what emerged, the Maskanas HaGemara, was the Mishnah that says that the Makar to call Davar Shebechayva Ein Ba Elemen Achulin is learned from Karban Pesach. It means it's being learned from the original Karban Pesach, which is Pesach Mitzrayim or Pesach Midbar. Another thing that emerged was that Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer. So although Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, Rabbi Eliezer is mitalmidei Beis Shammai, but every now and again there's a stam Mishnah in Shas that's Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, and this Mishnah right here is Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. The other Tanon, such as Rabbi Akiva, who was mentioned in the Braisa, argue with Rabbi Eliezer and held you can't learn anything from Pesach Mitzrayim. Pashit, because ein donin efsher mishii efsher. If that's the case, what we're left with is Rabbi Akiva, who's Rabbi Eliezer's bar plukta in the Braisa. How does he know the halacha of kol davar shebechayva ein ba elemen achulin? In other words, Rabbi Eliezer is the Tana, the Mishnah, that learns it from Karban Pesach. But if you hold that you can't learn it from Karban Pesach, then what we need to do is find another Makar, and that's where the Gemara picks up. Rabbi Akiva, Pesach de einei ba elemen achulin, minole, how do you know that the Karban Pesach, or all Karbanos, all Dvarim Shebechayva, are einei ba elemen achulin? So the Gemara says, Nafklimi hadam ashmul mishum Rabbi Eliezer. He learned it from the following Braisa, Zois HaTorah, the Pasuk says, says, La oila, la mincha, vilachatos, vila osham, vila miluim, ulizeva chashlop. So this is a pasuk that's in Parsha Sav that's mentioned many times in Masechta Zvachim. Sometimes in Masechta Menachos as well. And we learn many halachas from this pasuk. Because essentially what this pasuk is doing is putting all karbonos together. Thus you see that there's some hekish between the karbonos. Says the Gemara that from the fact that the pasuk mentions the oila, the mincha, the chatas, the ashen, the miluach, and the shlamim in one breath, it's coming to tell me that we could learn halachas of oila from chatas and halachas of mincha from asham and vice versa. All of the karbonos mentioned in this pasuk teach us something regarding other karbonos. How so? So this is all Rebbe Eliezer talking. Oila, from the oila we learn ma oila to an akli, just the carbon oila required a keli af kolton kli. So too all karbonos require a keli. We'll see later in the raid portion of the daf whether keli means just a keli, or whether keli means a klisharis. Regardless, mayhi, what do we mean when we say that an oila needs a kli or a klisharis? Ilema mizrak doesn't mean that you need a keli to do the kabbalah. Do I need only the oila to teach me that shar karbonos need a keli? Meaning it's true that there's a pasuk by the carbon oila that teaches me that the carbon oila required a keli or a klisharis. But there's another carbon where the Torah says you need a klisharis as well. And that is the shalmei tzibur, as the pasuk says, vayosem ba'agonis. Meaning, it's interesting that there's actually no pasuk in the Torah other than one, as we'll see now, that says anything about Kabbalah, the avoida of Kabbalah requiring a keli. The one pasuk that does say it is tucked away. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. It's discussing karbonos that were hayrasha, the karbonos that the Yidden brought before Matan Torah. The pasuk says that before Matan Torah, vayikach Moshe chatzi adam, Moshe took dam, vayosem ba'agonos. He put them into agonos, which is a mizrak. Vachatzi adam zorak alam mizbeach. So we'll see more about those psukim later. But that's the one pasuk that talks about there being an idea of kabbalah in a klisharis. Now what dam did Moshe Rabbeinu take? So you have to look a pasuk earlier. Vayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael, vayalu oilos, vayizbechu zvachim shlomim l'ashem parim. It was two types of karbonos. There was oilos and there was shlomim. So Rabbi Eliezer is saying that the Torah said oilo together with the other karbonos. Because I need to learn the din mizrak by shar karbonos from oilo. I don't need to learn it necessarily from oilo. Because the same pasuk that says agonos by oilo says agonos by shlomim. And shlomim is also mentioned in this pasuk. So once it says shlomim, ulezevach shlomim, and I know that the shlomim of Sinai had agonos, so why do I need oilo to teach me agonos? Says the Gemara, elo sakin. What it means is sakin, that the shechita had to be done with a keli or a klisharis. It required a sakin. That's also something that's not mefurish in the Torah. It says it one time, and it says it by an oilo. Where does it say by an oilo? It says by Yishlach Avram Asiyadoi. Vayikach asa macheles lishchot es benoi. Avram Avinu had a macheles, he had a knife, and he was going to use it lishchot es benoi. What does that have to do with Oila? Yitzchak Avinu was an Oila Tamima. So we learn from the Oila Tamima that was Yitzchak Avinu that Shechita needs a Keli. It only says it by Oila. The Pasuk puts Oila together with Shar Kabanis to teach me that there's a Hekish. It's not only true for Oila, it's true for Shar Kabanis as well. So that's what Oila in that Pasuk teaches me. Mincha, what does Mincha teach me? So you say, Torah lo Oila ula Mincha. Ma Mincha in a Nechala Zala Zechrikuna, just like the Mincha had to be eaten only by Kayhanim, but only male Kayhanim, as the Pasuk says many times. Av kol ena cholin elo le Zechrikuna. So too, all Kotche Kadashim, old kachim that are similar to mincha have a din that they're only nechal zichrei kuhuna. It says, which other kachim are we being marba that just like mincha, which is kachi kadashim, is only nechal zichrei kuhuna, so too these types of kachi kadashim are also only nechal zichrei kuhuna. Now, kachim kalim is not only nechal zichrei kuhuna. So clearly what we're being marba is other types of kachi kadashim. What other kachi kadashim? So off the bat, we know there's four other possibilities. There's a chatas, there's an asham, there's an oila, and there's a shalmei tzibur, right? There's five types of kachi kadashim. You have the mincha, chatas, asham, oila, and the shalmei tzibur. Those were all kachi kadashim. The mincha is mefurish in the Torah. We're going to be marba the other kachi kadashim. Oila, oila is an oila tmima. Oila is kulei kala. Oila goes completely on the mizbeach. So really, the choices we have are chatas, asham, and Shal Mitzvah. Says, "I chatas v'asham. Do I need this hekdesh to teach me that chatas v'asham, which a kachuk gedashim also only nechal zecher guna? Behead yuksev. It's mafurish in the Torah. There's psukim for that. I don't need a hekdesh for that. And izif chay Shal Mitzibur mirubu dekroy asi. There's a brisa that learns it out from a pasuk in Parashas Korach, one of the psukim in Parashas Korach that talk about matnas kuna. The pasuk over there says bekodesh kachadashim toichlenu kol zocher yechal oisoi. Limeit says the brisa al zif chay Shal Mitzibur. Even though the pasuk there is not talking mafurish about Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, but it's an extra pasuk that teaches me halacha about the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur. She'ein echal le'lo le'zichrei kunos. Again, I need mincha to teach me other kachi gedashim, only nechal le'zichrei kunos. Which kachi gedashim? Oila is not nechal. Chatas and asham is mafurish in the Torah. And even Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, which is not mafurish in the Torah, I know it from a pasuk somewhere else. So the Gemara says, Tanoi, you have to say that Rabbi Eliezer, who's the Tana of this brisa, doesn't agree with that last brisa that was just mentioned. Ikad ma'aseh l'mehacha. Rabbi Eliezer learned it from the word mincha in this pasuk. The ikad ma'aseh l'mehacha and the Tana of that other brisa learned it from the pasuk in Parashas Korach. But the bottom line is not kasha. Rabbi Eliezer held that the reason the Torah wrote mincha in this pasuk is to teach me about other kachi kadashim. That it's only nechal zichrei kuna. What's the other kachi kadashim? The only one I needed to teach me is zivchei shal mitzibur chatas. The pasuk says chatas. What's that coming to teach me? So chatas has a unique halacha, and it doesn't only apply to chatas, but it applies to other korbanos as well. Ma chatas mekachah bibalua. I've called mekachah bibalua. So this is a halacha that was discussed in detail in Perek Dam Chatas in Masechtas Vachim, where the halacha is that if a little bit of a korban chatas becomes balua, as in isser v'heter, as in taruvis, as in basa v'cholov, as in yerideya 101. So a little bit of a korban chatas is balua, let's say, in a carbon shlavim. So although a shlavim is kachim kalim, it's nechal shnei yomim v'lay lachas, it's nechal anywhere within the chaymas of Yerushalayim. But now that it has a little bit of a carbon chatas in it, now you have to treat it mochamer. Now you have to treat it like the carbon chatas. The Torah says that by the chatas. The hekesh teaches me that it's not only true for the chatas, but it's true for shar kabanos as well. Asham, what does Asham teach me? Ma Asham ein shvir v'shilya kadosh boy. Just like the Asham, it's shvir v'shilya, it's fetus and amniotic sac. Don't have kedusha. You know why? Because it's a zachar, an asham. An asham is a male, and as a result, it doesn't have a shvir v'shilya. Av kol ein shvir v'shilya kadosh boy. So to karbanos that are nekevos that do have a shvir v'shilya, it won't have kedusha either. Kosavar, and really, this halacha is predicated on two things. Number one, Vladis Kachim, Avyas, and Inklashim. Although we know there's something called Vlad Kachim, we had it earlier in the week. If a Taida gives birth to a baby, so it has a din of a Taida, but there's no Lachmi Taida. But the Chiddush is that the Kedusha is Chal, Bahaviyasan, when the baby is born, but not while it's still in the state of Shvir Vashilya, Vedanin, and clearly another premise of this is Don in Efsher, Mishii Efsher. One of the topics of yesterday's daf. Because if ain't Don in Efsher, Mishii Efsher, how could you learn from a Karban Asham who Shvir Vishilya doesn't have Kedusha, that other Karbanus is Shvir Vishilya doesn't have Kedusha? An Asham Shvir Vishilya doesn't have Kedusha because an Asham's a Zachar. It's Efsher. But in a Keva that's Efsher, Vaistois, Don in Efsher, Mishii Efsher. Regardless, that's what you learn from Asham. Milum, it says in the Pasi Milum, the special korbanos that were brought during the Meluim, the Shivasimei Meluim, and there was the Vahibayei Mashmini, the Shmini the Meluim, Ma Meluim, Misrei, Misreifa. The halacha was that any leftover meat on any given day, the pasuk says, had to be burnt, like Noisar. The Ein, Balichai, Misrei, Misreifa. However, if there were any leftover animals, live animals, you didn't have to burn the live animals. You burnt the leftover basar. So you shechted an animal, there was basar that wasn't eaten. So during the Meluim, every single day, you had to start all over again. You had to burn that meat. But if there were leftover animals, you know, you didn't burn the animals. Av kol, so to all karbanos, same rule. Maisrei and bisrei, for leftover meat has a din srei. For vein balichayim, maisrei and bisrei. If you have leftover animals, there is no halacha srei. Shlomim, what do you learn from shlomim? Pigol, ma shlomim, mefaglin, umespaglin. Av kol, mefaglin, umespaglin. That's a very big deal in Masechtas Vachim. There's a lot of halachas that we learn in the sugyas of pigol from the fact that the only time the Torah mentions the halacha of pigol is by the karban shlomim. Halachas of pigol is mentioned twice in the Torah, Parshas Tzav and Parshas Kedoshim from all places, both times regarding the Karban Shlomim, and we learn from there many halachas, but regardless, how do you know it relates to other Karbanos in the first place? Maybe it's only true for the Karban Shlomim? It's this hekesh. L'zevach HaShlomim is makeshed to other Karbanos. Masnisa ton v'shmet Rabbi Akiva. So ad kan divrei Rabbi Eliezer. There was a braisa where Rabbi Akiva also darshened these psukim. Zoysa Torah lo'ilu l'mincha d'chatas l'asham l'milum l'zevach HaShlomim. And he too said that the reason the Torah put all these Karbanos together is to create a hekesh, because there's a halacha that's unique by each one of these karbanos that I wouldn't know b'shar karbanos, that I only know because the Torah put them all together because of this hekesh. But Rabbi Akiva had the nusach of the Brice a little bit differently. Some tweaks. What did we learn from Mincha? So what did Rabbi Eliezer learn from Mincha? Just like Mincha is Kachi Kedashim, it's only Nechel Zichrei Kohuna. So to all Kachi Kedashim, which Lamaskana meant Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur, which is also Kachi Kedashim, is only Nechel Zichrei Kohuna. Rabbi Akiva said, no, I don't need it to teach me Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur. Presumably because he held, like the Brisa that the Gemara brought on the top of the Yomid, that I know Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur from the Pasuk and Parashas Korach. What then do I learn from Mincha? Ma Mincha Mekadeshes Bibalua, Avkol Mekadeshes Bibalua. That Mincha has the same halacha that we saw earlier by the Chatas. Chatas, the Torah says that if the chatas is balua inside a shlamim, for example, the shlamim now gets the status of the balia, which is the karban chatas. The Torah says the same as that halacha by mincha, and whereas Rabbi Eliezer used the word chatas in the pasuk to teach me that it's not only true by chatas, it's true b'shar kabanis. Rabbi Akiva used the word mincha to teach me that it's not only true by mincha, it's true b'shar kabanis as well. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer knows shar kabanis have this din of blios from Chatas. Rabbi Akiva knows this halacha from Mincha. But the Gemara says, parenthetically, why do I need two psukim in the Torah? At the end of the day, according to Rabbi Eliezer, learn Mincha from Chatas. According to Rabbi Akiva, learn Chatas from Mincha. But why do I need a pasuk by Chatas and by Mincha to teach me the same halacha? The Gemara says, I'll tell you. The itzrach lemichta v'chatas, v'itzrach lemichta v'mincha. You guys are talking about a Mincha. It only said the Mincha, mishum derekicha. A Mincha is soft. And as a result, bala, you would think it's more susceptible to blias. Aval chatas, which is a hard piece of meat, emalai. Because of rechmanu b'chatas, mishum de basar, chatas, you would think maybe the reverse, being that it's meat. And it's fatty, is agav de shamim kader. Aval mincha, but mincha, which is not fatty, emalai tzricha. So it's really based on the physical properties of the mincha versus the chatas, that had I only known mincha, I may have not known chatas. Had I only known chatas, I may have not known mincha. Kamash, we learn from chatas and mincha that you always have the salach. But the bottom line is, how do I know b'shar karbanos? So I have chatas, I have mincha, and each one is important in its own way. But at the end of the day, how do I know b'shar karbanos? According to Eliezer, it's from the word chatas in that pasuk. Hukshu kala karbanos lechatas. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's from the word mincha in that pasuk. Hukshu kala karbanos lemincha. So this is still Rabbi Akiva talking. Chatas. So Rabbi Akiva used mincha to teach me that ma mincha mekadeshes bibalua av kol mekatcha bibalua. Rabbi Eliezer learned that from chatas. What does Rabbi Akiva learn from chatas? Chatas, ma chatas ene ba ele menachulin. Just like chatas is only ba menachulin, number one. Number two, ubiyoy, chatas has to be brought during the day. Number three, ubiyoy de ayamanis, meterech tahan, with your right hand. Av kol, so to all karbanis. Ene ba ele menachulin. Ubiyoy. Ubiyadai hayemanes, three things. Says the Gemara, v'chatas gufi minol. How do you know that the chatas is only bama nachulim? I'm Rav Chizda, the Amakra, the pasuk says, v'hikra v'haroin es para chatas asher loy. And this is referring to the par that the Kohen Gadol used to bring. It was his own personal par, Kohen Gadol. And asher loy teaches me mishaloy. It has to be 100% his. It can't be meiser. That's something I know by a chatas. The Hekesh teaches me that it's true b'shar kabanos as well. B'yoyim freik the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva said, I know three things from chatas. I know that it's eneba elam and achulin. I know it has to be brought during the day. And I know with the rechtahan. B'yoyim. Why do I need to learn shar kabanos need to be brought during the day from the karban chatas? Mi'em tzavsei is b'nei Yisrael. Ha'akrav is karbaneya. Everybody knows this pasuk. All avodos in the Beis Hamikdash had to be done during the day, with very, very, very few exceptions. So if almost all karbanos had to be done during the day, and it's from a general pasuk, why do I need to learn shar karbanos from the karban chatas? The Gemara says, you're right, kadi naspa. We just mentioned it, agav urchi. But you're right, it's not the real makar. The real makar, shar karbanos yoyim, is not learned out from chatas, it's really learned out from biyoyim tzavse. Biyodi hayamanis, same kasha. Mitarech tahant, I need to learn from chatas. Midirabba barbachana, nafkadam, rabba barbachana, marish lokish, komak, shenama etzba ukuni, elan yimin. Wherever it says the word etzba or kahuna, it always means the right hand. And it says the word kahuna for sure, and etzba, but for sure the word kuna many, many times by karbanos that are not chatas. So why do I need to learn it from a chatas? And Gemara says, you're right, kadinas. But we're really not learning it from a chatas, we just mentioned it. So what are we learning from Chatas according to Rabbi Akiva? According to Rabbi Akiva, what we're learning from Chatas is just like Chatas is in Eva Elam Achulin. How do you know that? You learn it from the Chatas, the pyre that the Kohen Gadol used to bring on Yom Kippur. So too, Shar Karbonos are in Eva Elam Achulin. So, Asham, let's just finish. Ma Asham Atzvoysa Mutarim. What does Rabbi Akiva learn from Asham? Asham, the Atzomais of the Asham Amutar, the Hana Avkol, all Karbonos, such as even the Oilo, Atzmoisa Mutarim, the Atzomais are going to be Mutar to the Koyak. But the bottom line is we had over here Machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Again, in a very, very, very long braisa. It's a omen and a half braisa, where the braisa mentioned a machlokes had a darsh in the pasuk zoisa toira lo'ilu lemincha lechatas la'asham lemilum zevach hashem. Clearly, the pasuk is coming to bring and lump all the karbonis together. Hukshu kolar karbonis ulazu, meaning to tell me that there's a halacha that the Torah says by Oila that applies to Mincha, Chatas, Asha, Milum, and Shlomim. This is Halacha the Torah says by Mincha that applies to Shar Korbanos. Halacha by Chatas that applies to Oila, Mincha, Asha, Milum, Zevach, Shlomim. Get the point. So these Halachas via this Hekish would apply to all these things. And the Machlekes was how to learn certain Pesukim. The one that we need is Chatas. When the Pesuk said Chatas, and we learn Shar Korbanos from Chatas, what's this Halacha that we're learning? Rabbi Eliezer says, you know what we're learning from Chatas? Just like the Korban Chatas has a halacha that if it becomes balua in a different carbon, kachim kalim, the kachim kalim gets the status of kachim gadashim, so too shar karbonos is going to have this same exact halacha that it's mekadesh as bablia. Rabbi Akiva says, you know what you learn from chatas? Just like chatas is enei ba el menachulin, it's a davish of a chayva that's ba menachulin, so too all karbonos that are davish of a chayva enei ba el menachulin. So what you have here is number one, another makar to the halacha of kol davish of a chayva enei ba el menachulin, which is why we brought this prize in the first place. We're trying to find the makar. How do you know that if somebody says a real light toida, it's a davish of a chayva, you can't use ma'aseh sheni money? How do you know that? We have a makar. Let's learn that from the chatas. The Torah says that the chatas, that the Kohen Gadol brought in Yom Kippur, had to be mishalai. Hukshu kala karbanis lechatas. Thus, I have a makar. But you see something else. What you see is, who was the Tana that learned it from chatas? It was Rabbi Akiva. Who are we trying to find the makar for? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one that says, ain't done an efshe mishay efshe. You couldn't learn it from the Karban Pesach. So it's gevaldik. It's Rabbi Akiva l'shitas. So not only did we find a makar for Rabbi Akiva, we actually found a Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva l'shitasei. The daf began, Rabbi Akiva, Pesach te'inei ba elam anachul minale. You know what the answer is? An omen and a half long braisa that mentions Rabbi Akiva, who learns from Karban Chatas, called Davash HaBechayva, ena ba elam anachul. Who is Rabbi Akiva's bar plukta in this braisa? It was Rabbi Eliezer. Who is the one that the Gemara said on Pei Beis Amud Aleph learned Kol Davash HaBechayva Eina Ba Elam Anachulin, not from Chatas, but from Karban Pesach, who holds done in Efshe Mishu Efshe? It was also Rabbi Eliezer. So the two Brises are Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva L'shitasayu. It's two sides of the same coin. The Brisa the Gemara brought on that Pei Beis Amud Aleph, which is also a long Brisa. The Brisa over there, where there's a Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, whether you can learn from Pesach Mitzrayim Kol Davash HaBechayva Elam Anachulin, really complements this Brisa the Gemara brings on Pei Beis Amud Beis and Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, because Rabbi Eliezer that learns Kol Davash HaBechayva Eina Ba Elam Anachulin from Pesach Mitzrayim, he doesn't need the word Chatas to teach me Kol Davash HaBechayva Eina Ba Elam Anachulin. What does Chatas teach me? That just like Chatas is Mekadesh is Bibbalua, so to all Kabbalah is Mekadesh is Bibbalua. It was only Rabbi Akiva who couldn't learn it from Pesach Mitzrayim. He needs the word Chatas in this price to teach me Kol Davash HaBechayva Eina Ba Elam Anachulin excess. So before we go weiter and we finish the perek, just two short ha'aras. The first is the pasuk says Zayisah Torah LaOila LeMincha LeChatas LaShem LeMulum Zevach HaShlavim. Each carbon mentioned teaches me a halacha that's unique to it and says that really it applies to all the carbonos that I mentioned in the pasuk. Oila, what does Oila teach me? Ma Oila Tuuna Kli Avta Kol Ta'un Kli. The Gemara thought, what does it mean? Ma Oila Tuuna Kli. What it means is a mizrak. We know that Allah is the Wadalan of Eidah Saddam. Shechita Kabbalah Allah is Riva. Kabbalah had to be done with a Kli. Had to be done with a Kli Shares. Had to be done with a Kli that had Kedusha. How do I know that? It doesn't say it anywhere before it's in the Torah. It says the Gemara. It says it by an Oila. And just like it's true for an Oila, it's true for Shar Kabbalah. The Gemara said, it's true, it says it by an Oila. But it says it by a Shlomim as well. So, and being that this pasuk mentioned Shlomim, I wouldn't need to learn it from Oila necessarily. I'd be able to learn it from Shlomim. So what's this pasuk? So the Gemara brought the pasuk Bekitzer, but it's worth looking at this parasha for a moment in somewhat greater detail. So these are psukim tucked away in the end of Parsha's Mishpatim, and it's, although psukim in the Torah, and Rashi's and Rishonim and Chumash, it's somewhat hashtag rest of the story. The context is the Yidden are at the foot of Har Sinai. And they're going to become Gerim, Gershon, Eskayer, Kekotin, Zhenoiladami. They're about to be Nichnas Libris Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal say, when the Yidden were Nichnas Libris, they were Nichnas B'mila, V'tfila, V'hazah Hazdam. There were three things that had to happen. There was Mila, there was Tfila, and they had to bring Karbanos. In fact, it's not so clear how somebody could even become a Gerim as Manazah. Because today you could do Mila, You could do tefillah, that's easy, but you can't bring a carpet. Some discussion in Sugi Zashas, Masechtes Kriso, Shkolim, Ve'inkam Ekoimer. But Chazal say that when Klal Yisrael were nichnas labris by Har Sinai, they were nichnas begimel dvarim. There was mila, there was tefillah, hazah, astama. There was a carbon that was brought. What was this carbon? So again, Sukkim in the Torah. The context is they're sitting at the foot of the mountain. Vayishlach Hasnari B'nai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu sends the B'nai B'nai Yisrael. Rashi says, B'chayros. Vayalu Oilois. They brought Oilois. Vayizbachu Zachim Shlomim Lashem Parim. So there were carbonos Oila, and there were carbonos Shlomim. Moshe Rabbeinu takes half the dam. That's this Mizrach. He puts it into a klisharis. And the other half of the dam, Zarek Alam is Bech. Then Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Sefer Abris. And he reads it to Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu reads a Sefer. This is before Mount Tayr. He reads a Sefer. And Klal Yisrael listens. And Klal Yisrael said, the immortal words, Nase V'Nishma. So they heard the Sefer Abris, and their reaction was, Nase V'Nishma. What was the Sefer Abris? Rashi and Chumash. Mi Bereshis V'Amatan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu started Bereshis, Bara Likim, Esa Shemayim, V'Asaretz, V'Aretz, Oysa Sayu, V'Vayu, V'Choshech Alpnei Sayim, Ruach Likim, start, literally, from Bereshis, until where? Until Parshas Vayisra, until Parshas Yisroi, not Va Yisroi, until not the Torah. Umitzvah is Memara. Then he said over the mitzvahs that Klal Yisroi Esen mitzvahs Nitzavu Memara. So he said over the mitzvahs that the Yidden were Nitzavu Memara. So the Yidden's reaction to the Sefer Habris was Nasav and Ishmael. Interesting. Either way, Vayikach Moshe Sadam. That Moshe Rabbeinu takes the dam. So half the dam he was Arik Alam Mizbeach. Simple reading of the Psukim. The other half of the dam is Bagonis. So Moshe Rabbeinu takes the other half. Vayizrak Alam. And he did Zrika on Klal Yisrael. Vayomer, and he said, Hine dam abris, asher koras Hashem imachem, this is the dam abris, al kol hadvarim ha'el. Vayal Moshe, v'har nadav aviv, v'shim zikne Yisrael. The pasuk continues, that's not really what we need. But Pasha, the pasuk seems to say that Moshe Rabbeinu took half the dam, he put it on the mizbech, the other half of the dam, he was zarak alam. Again, why are we talking about this now? Because half the dam initially was Bagonis, it was in the Klisharis, there were Karbonis, it was Oilu, it was Shlomim, there seemed to have been a... This is the Makar, that there's a halacha that Kabbalah Saddam has to be Bagonis, it has to be in a Klisharis. Now, despite the fact that the Pashup Jan and the Pasuk is Vayikach Moshe Saddam, Vayizroik Al Ha'am, if you take a look in Targum Unkelis, Unkelis has a different shot. Unkelis says, when a Siv Moshe Yazdoma, Uzrak al mad bechal v'chapor al ha'am. Uncle says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't take the dam and spritz it on Klal Yisrael. Why would he do that? What it means is, Moshe Rabbeinu took the dam, uzrak al mad bechal l'chapor al ha'am, to be mechaper on them, but not that it was literally on the am. Okay, stating that, Rabbeinu Bachya has a beautiful arichas right here. Rabbeinu Bachya learns the psukim that it's clear, just from the simple reading, not like Uncle is, that Moshe Rabbeinu took the dam and he spritzed it on the am. Says, what was the point? Says Rabbeinu B'chai. For oisei kesem adam sha'al b'gdeyem, the dam, the stain of the blood that ended up being on the beged of Klal Yisrael, kara kosav adi. It was like jewelry. It was something beautiful. Lefi shahoya adi lohem the covered gadol. V'hoya lohem edus v'ois shenichnesu bebrisai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yidden wore it as a badge of honor. This was the most beautiful, expensive jewelry you could ever wear. It was a stain. It was blood. It was something you'd usually put in the laundry. But at the same time, the Yidden walked around. They were proud of it. Why? Because this was Eidus. It was a covered gadol to them that they were nichnas b'brisa shel Avraham Avinu. V'alkein, listen to this. K'shechatu be'ego, when Klal Yisrael were chayten de'ego, v'avru al habris, amar lehem, what Moshe, what Hashem say, hoyred ed yicha me'alecha, k'loy mashi yasiru me'alim, oysam ha'begadim shayu adi lehem. The Yidden had to take off that clothing. V'zeu sha'amar, that's shot in the pasuk in Parashas Kisiso. V'yisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael es edyon. They lost their beauty. They lost this jewelry. That's what adi means. What did they lose? Oysem habegodim she nizrak aleim dam abris shaya oy edus for ois ben hakadosh baruch hu beineim. Half of a fellow says Rabbeinu Bachya, I want to be mefarish the pasuk literally, not like Unkelus. Literally, vayikach moishes adam beyizrak aloam literally, and it ended up on their clothing, and the clothing now had blood stains, and they walked around with it. They were proud. It was a covered gadol. It was adi. It was literally jewelry. Why? Because it was edus va'ish and nichtsu b'mitzvah Avraham Avinu. So much so that when the pasuk says in Parashas Kisiso that after the chet ego va'yisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael les edyam, that the Yidden lost this adi. What did they lose? They had to take off that clothing. The Yidden were walking around from Maimon Har Sinai up until the chet ego with blood stained clothing. What was the blood? It was from the Zrika. This is from Moshe Rabbeinu Zrika. Vayikach Moshe es Adam. Vayizrik al ha'am. So although aesthetically, to the innocent bystander, it looked ma'os. But at the same time, really, this was Adi. This was Kavod Gadol. Didn't get better than this. Why? Because this was an endlessly Yisrael that they were nichnas l'brisa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the obvious tzushdal to this? The Gemara Masechtes Pesachim. Daf Samech Hei Amid Beis. And it's also Gemara Masechtes Zvachim, where the Gemara says that on Erev Pesach, the Yid and the Kohanim, they would plug the Amma, the hole, the drain, that would take the blood out of the Azara, because they wanted the blood to build up. There were so many Karbanis Pesach that were being brought. They wanted the blood to build up. And there's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda why they did it. Rabbi Yehuda said, because they were worried that maybe somewhere along the way, somebody's dam was Nishpach. And as a result, they would take a little bit of dam from all the blood from the Kais Taruvas Hayim Amali, they would do one Zrika. It's like this, everybody's dam, everybody's Karban Pesach made it onto the Mizbeach. But Chama said, that's not why they did it. He says, you know why they did it? Lama Paikik, you know, Azara, Shvach of the Bnei Yaharin, Sheyelchu, Ad Arkav Yisayim Bedam. Because it's a Shvach of the Bnei Yaharin to be able to walk, Ad Arkav Yisayim Bedam. Let them get dirty. Dirty? What do you mean? This is the Chtabes HaMikdash. Big day kahuna that a metushtashe mikurav you have to get rid of because it's the covered villa safaris. The base of mikdash was an idea oozed of covered and safaris. This is shiras of nea kadosh baruch hu hakrifeu nala fechasecha yirtzecha yisav manecha. Is there a shortage of psukim and drushes in kachim and zvachim and menaches that seem to suggest that when you're bringing a carbon you have to do it be covered gadol, stating that it's mavur that the dam that ended up on the big day kahuna. Although technically it would seem was a davar ma'os, but being that it came with avoda, it's shvachu l'bnei aharon sheyelchu ad akra v'yisayim b'dam. We always speak out from the Munkat Sherebbe, the Minchas Aluza, that the Minchas Aluza used to wear his kittel by the Leil HaSeder, and he wouldn't clean it afterwards, and he'd wear it again on Yom Kippur, and even though it had matzah stains and wine stains, because he felt that it was a shvach, he's going to go into Yom Kippur, he wanted to have the Melitza Yosher. That is the Dalit Kaisis of wine, based on a Zohar Kodesh, and the Matzah, the Kasha is, Yom Kippur is the Kovet of the Sepharis. There's an Indian, just like Shabbos, that you have to go with Kovet Shabbos. Yom Kippur, there's an Indian of Kovet Yom Kippur as well. So we speak out always from the Sha'ar Mitzvah and Ba'alacha, that Shlomo Zalman Braun, he says, maybe this is the Pshat. Al Shvachu Livnei Yahar. We always speak out the Chsam Soif, and Chdushi Chsam Soif, and Perek Lulav HaGazel, he says that it always bothered him, it was always a tmiyah to him. He says, you know, you buy, you spend a lot of money on a very expensive Esrig, and he says, by the third day Sukkot, it already becomes an Esrig Menumer, you have all the stains. How are you allowed to use it? What happened to the Halacha of Hadar? So he says, that's not a Chsarn and Hadar. Chsarn and Hadar is if there's a natural stain. But here the stain came about, why? Because you're using it. I mean that the stain came about because of the fact that you're using it. I think this is another tzushta. Doesn't bring this Rabbeinu Zalman Braun. I think this is another tzushta. This Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya says, what was the Adi? What was the Vayisnatsu B'nei Yisrael? It's Edyam Michayrev. It's Vayikach Moshe Sadam Vayizra Kala. You're walking around with blood-stained clothing? How could that? Yeah. The Fishahoyulam Adi Kovid Godol. It's Kovid Godol because Shvachu the Bnei Aharon Sheyelchu Ad Arkevei Seyem Be Dam. That's the first Hara. The second Hara is that the Gemara said that when it says that we learn from Oyla the Halacha of Kli, we don't mean the Mizrak. What we mean is the Sakin. The fact that Shechita has to be done with a Sakin. It has to be done with a Macheles. How do you know that? Because it says Vayishlach Avram es Yadoi Vayikach es HaMacheles Lishchoit es Benoi. Now, there's a Machlekes Rishonim when we say that Oyla needs Kli. Does it mean it needs a Kli as opposed to something that's not a Kli? Or does it mean that it has to be a klisharis? Rashi says in Masechet Zvachim Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph that it means that it has to be a klisharis. And the truth is, it's a little bit of a chiddush because we've spoken about many times. Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Ephraim right in the beginning of Perek Yezel Mekayimen that it's not so pashut that shechita has to be done with a klisharis. Shechita lavavoidi, and being that shechita lavavoidi, it could be shechita doesn't have to be done with a klisharis. It's a big shayla in the Rishonim. It's Rashi l'shitasa. Rashi shechita is that even though shechita lavavoidi, shechita still had to be done with a klisharis. This too had to be done with a klisharis. So what it says, va'yikach hasamachelas, what it means is he took a klisharis. But there's a very, very, very big kasha on Rashi. And that is really based on a Mishnah in Mesech Tezvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, and Perek Paras Chattas. The Mishnah over there is discussing the halachas of a Bama, specifically differences in halacha between a carbon that was brought on a Mizbeach and a carbon that was brought on a Bama. So the Mishnah says, Ein Mincha Bebama. There's no Minachas on a Bama. Vikion, Kayhanim don't do the avoid on a Bama. Bechairis did. Ubigdei Sharis, and only Bigdei Sharis are bringing a carbon on a Bama. Uklisharis. You don't need a klisharis on a Bama. V'reich nichayach, there's no reich nichayach on a Bama. U'mechitzel adame, v'richas idayim v'raglayim. Aval azman v'anois v'atami, shavim b'zeh b'zeh. Bottom line is, the Mishnah gives a whole list of things that don't apply to a Bama. One of the things the Mishnah says don't apply to a Bama is you don't need a klisharis. Shtelzich defrago, what's the makar that you need a klisharis to do shchita? Says Rashi, the makar is v'yika chasa machelas l'shchit es benoi. Avram Avinu by the Akeda. Akeda's Yitzchak didn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash. It happened on a Bama. So the Chayra, if you're telling me that a Bama doesn't even have it in a Klisharis, how is it possible that the whole halach of Klisharis by Shechita is learned out from Akeda's Yitzchak, which was Hakravas Bama? What's the Teretz Rei that we spoke about so many times when we learned Mesech Tezvachin? But this is Ein Beis Medrash Boi Chiddush. We won't go through the whole Arichos. But the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Beis Abchir, it's Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. The Rambam talks about the Makom HaMikdash. He says, HaMizbeach Mekoymai Mechuvim B'Yoyser. And he says, U'beMikdash Nekad Yitzchak Avinu. It was in the Beis HaMikdash that Akeda happened. The Shenema V'lech Lecha El Eretz HaMoiria. U'mesiris B'yad HaKoyli says that the Makom HaMikdash, that's where David HaMelech built his Mizbeach. That's where Shlomo HaMelech built his Mizbeach. That's where Noach brought his karbanos. That's where Cain and Hevel brought karbanos. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Adam, Mino Adama, where he created Adam Arishan. It's all happened in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Brisker Rav made a very profound deal. The Rambam talks about what took place in the Makom HaMikdash. One of the things the Rambam says is Akedas Yitzchak. But listen to the Rambam's lashon. U'bimikdash nekad Yitzchak. Bimikdash nekad Yitzchak. B'makom HaMikdash nekad Yitzchak. Had the Brisker Rav gesagt, Weisen weiß der Chais von Lashon HaRambam, that the Rambam held a Chiddush Gadol. And that is that Akedas Yitzchak went with the Mahalach of Mikdash, not with Bama. Meaning it followed the guidelines of Shulchan Aruch of how you bring a carbon in the base of Mikdash, not how you bring a carbon on a Bama. It wasn't Bim Makom HaMikdash Neked Yitzchak. It was Bim Mikdash, even though there was no base of Mikdash. But this was taking place literally in the base of Mikdash. Because Gerov said it to explain a Medrash. The Medrash says, Hashem comes over to Avram Avinu when he tells him, Kachnas Binchas Yechidcha, Asher Ahavta V'Alei Le'olah. Avram Avinu says, me? I'm not a Kohen. How could I do the Avodah? So Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, don't worry about it. Malani Alecha, not only like you're a Kohen, but I'll treat you as if you're a Kohen Gadol. Why do you have to be a Kohen Gadol? So we always speak out, the Zayis Ranon. The Magen Avram says, the reason is because really, how is Avram Avinu going to be able to be Vahaleu La'oila? How is he going to be able to take Yitzchak and be Mekayim Davoida? As soon as Avram Avinu was going to Shech Yitzchak, he was going to be an Oinin. And Oinin's not allowed to do the Avoida. However, a Kohen Gadol is Makriv Oinin. It's Hutum Ichlalai, the Psul Oinein. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avoida even when he's an Oinein. That was Malani Alecha Kilatu Kohen Gadol. Memela Avram Avinu would be able to do the Avoida with Yitzchak despite the fact that he just killed his son and he's an Oinein. Because a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do that. But the Kasha is, the Brisker Rav said, this was the Krav on Obama. Obama doesn't require Kohuna, doesn't require Kohen Gadol. What does Obama require? Bechayris. So what's Avram Avinu taught? I am a Kohen, I'm not a Kohen, you're a Kohen Gadol. This all makes sense in the Bayis Rishayim, Bayis Shein, Mishkan, but this is actually Hukam Mishkan. This is a Bama. So the Brisker Rav said, no, u'bemikdash neked Yitzchak. But al kapanim, if u'bemikdash neked Yitzchak, it's gewaldig. It's true. It's true that a Bama doesn't require a klisharis. It's also true that Vayikach HaSamachelis was a klisharis. In fact, it's the Makar, according to some Rishonim, that the ones that hold that Shchitin is a klisharis. This is how you know that Shchitin is a klisharis. Aye, how you learning klisharis from a Bama? Bama doesn't be klisharis. Teretz is the Akedah, although it happened on Obama, but it was u'bemikdash neked Yitzchak. It followed the Shulchan Aruch of the Mikdash. Thus, Vayikach HaSemacheles means a klisharis. Either way, Vayit. Rabbi Akiva, Hayde Zavachta Pesach, May Ovidlei. So Rabbi Eliezer learned from the Pasuk, Zavachta Pesach, L'Hashem Elokecha Tzaynu Bakar. That was the Mishnah that Pebezim and Aleph. That called davish abechayva in a ba elamenachul. Rabbi Akiva said in donin nefshem mishiyefshem. So called davish abechayva must be learned out from somewhere else. The word chatos in the pasuk of zayis hatayra la'olul mincha, etc. What then does Rabbi Akiva do with the pasuk that says v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem alekechos? The Gemara says miboy le'dich Rav Nachman. Dam Rav Nachman, Dam Rav Baravu. Minayin l'moiser pesach shekarev shlomim. How do you know that if you have a moiser pesach, you bring it as a shlomim? Rashi says tu pshatim. What moiser pesach means? The pashup shad in moiser pesach is that you were mafresh an animal for a carbon pesach, then you lost the animal, you were mafresh a second one, and then you found the animal again. So you had a leftover Korban Pesach. Alternatively, you were mafresh money. You set aside $500 to buy a Korban Pesach, and it only costs $200. And now you have money. You have leftover. But the point is, you have something leftover. What do you do with it? The halacha is, it gets Kedusha Shlomim. How do you know that? This pasuk. Shenemev is avach to Pesach la'ashem alaykech atzayinu bakar. The obvious question about le'im Pesach ba'elam and akvasim in o'yizin. What does it mean, Pesach and bakar? Elam, moisra Pesach, yeh, l'dover abom and atzayinu ben abakar. And that is a Korban Shlomim. Freik the Gemara, v'hat me'ach and afka. This Gemara, by the way, is verbatim a Gemara in Mesechtes Zvachim. So Zvachim in the first parak, verbatim, word for word, what we're about to learn. It says the Gemara, is that the makar that Meiser Pesach is ba shlamim? Midavu, the shmul nafka, the chsiv, the pasuk says, vim anat zayin karbonoi, lezevach shlamim. If you look in Parashas Vayikra, where the pasuk talks about the carbon shlamim, it's very, very wordy. It's actually three parashias in the Torah. And really, the three parashias are set up just based on the type of animal that you're bringing. So the shlamim was able to be brought bakar, tzoyin, izin. Imin ha-bakar, five psukim. Imin ha-tzoyin, another five psukim. Imin ha-eiz, another five psukim. So it's very, very wordy. So the Gemara now is going to darsh in some of these words. So Tavud Shmuel said, it says, v'imin ha-tzoyin karbonoi lizevach shlamim. The Zevach Shlomim, we're talking about a Shlomim. You have 15 psukim of Shlomim. Why does it have to say again, the Zevach Shlomim? Dovra Abam and Atzoyin. It's coming to teach me that there's a Dovra Abam and Atzoyin, referring to the Korban Pesach, which had to be Tzoyin. Yehel the Zevach Shlomim. It has to be, sometimes it's a Shlomim. Moisar Pesach is a Shlomim. So again, what do I need is a Vachta Pesach? Lashem al Kechotzoinu Bakar. Why can't I learn from that Pasach? And the Gemara continues. Vakati mihocha nafka mihosam nafka. I even have a third Pasach. Keves. It says, Ve'im Keves, in Kesef, who makriv es karbonoi, v'ikriv oisei l'Hashem. The word keves teaches me, the rabbis esa pesach la'alyo, that the alyo is part of a murim that needs to be burnt on the mezbech. Shuaymer, in keves, l'havi pesach sh'ava sh'nosoi, v'shlomim haba'im machmas pesach l'chom mitzvah shlomim. It's coming to be marred by two different types of karbonos that they have the din of a shlomim. Number one, a pesach she'avr shnasai. This is a pesach that's more than a year old, so you can't bring it anymore as a carbon pesach. Alternatively, the shlomim that came together with the pesach, the shalmi chagiga. We need is the first part, that a shlomim that can't be, a pesach that can't be brought as a pesach anymore because it's too old, it's brought shlomim. We learn from there that it has dine shlomim. Shiyutan usmicha, v'nisachim, v'tnuvas chazav v'shoik, kishwoyim v'im eis, hifseko inyan, teaches me another halacha. Alo eis she'enu tuna alya, that the eis is alya doesn't get burnt on the zech. Bottom line is, do we seem to have three psukim over here? We have is avach to pesach, l'ashem alekech atzaynu bakar, to teach me that the Pesach, if it's a Moiser Pesach, is treated like a carbon that's brought Tzoyin Ubakar, which is the carbon Shlomim. I have another Pasuk that says, Im Keves, Lahavi Pesach, She'avar Shnasoi, that can't be brought as a carbon Pesach anymore, that it's brought Shlomim. And I have the Imin Atzoyin Karboni, Lezevach Shlomim, Dover Abam and Atzoyin, Yehei Lezevach Shlomim. It's all the same idea, that sometimes a carbon Pesach becomes a Shlomim. So the Gemara says, trust plus a Kroik, if I don't need to reap Sukkim for. So the Gemara, I'll tell you, Chad Avos Mani, once coming to teach me a Pesach that's Avos Mani, you were mafresh it as a carbon Pesach, and now it's not Pesach anymore. Pesach came and Pesach went. And the animal's also too old. It's not a year old anymore. It's not within a year anymore. The other one's to teach me where it was Avraz Manei, Veloy Avraz Shnasei, where Pesach passed, but it's the animal itself didn't get too old. And the third is for where something happened, but it wasn't Avraz Manei and it wasn't Avraz Shnasei. For example, I just happened to have an extra carbon Pesach, the first case. Well, I was mafresh too, because I had lost one, and now I have an extra one. And I need a pasuk to teach me all three of these cases, all three of these Pesachs, that can't be brought as a carbon Pesach anymore, that to get it didn't have a shalom. Avraz Manei v'Avraz Shnasei. Had it just said Avraz Manei v'Avraz Shnasei, I would have thought mishum itchilei legamri. Over there, it's itchilei legamri. It's Avraz Manei, it's not Pesach, it's Avraz Shnasei. This man passed, the animal's too old. So maybe over there it gets the din of a shlom. But if it was Avraz Manei, it's not Pesach anymore. Pesach just ended. It's Isru Chag Pesach. But it wasn't Avraz Shnasei. The Chazi, the Pesach Sheini. You would think, maybe why should it lose its status as a Pesach? It can be used as a Pesach Sheini. Why should it suddenly become a shlom? Ain't malai. I need a second pasuk. V'yash mina harayad. The second pasuk, I would think Avraz Manei v'lo Avraz Shnasei it'll chilei mi Pesach Rishon. At the very least, you can't use it for Pesach Rishon anymore. Avloy Avraz Manei v'lo Avraz Shnasei. But what if it was loy Avraz Manei loy Avraz Shnasei? I happen to have been mafresh two Pesachs, or I was mafresh too much money. That filu Pesach Rishon amichazi. In theory, it's roy le Pesach. I punked was mafresh too. still 2 weeks before Pesach, it's within the Shloshim Yom, I have an extra carbon Pesach lying around. Mehecha tesi, it should suddenly become a shlomim. Tzricha, three limudim to teach me that all three of these examples of a Pesach that can't be used as a carbon Pesach get treated as a carbon shlomim. Hadron Allah, Hatoida Hoysaba. We're leaving some red on the table this week. Really, we did almost every day. So, Netz Hashem, hopefully tomorrow we'll go back. We'll speak out some more red regarding some of the Gemaras that we learned this week.